This is episode 2089 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we are launching into this week. This is a series about something you may not get enough of these days, and that is sleep. You are going to be guided each day this week, exploring a different meditation technique to help you sleep better. These are techniques you can take right into your day-to-day life. So they're not only for the time you spend on your meditation cushion or chair. And I created a special sleep formula for you. And this is a way for you to easily remember what you're discovering this week. In fact, I am going to guide you through this week's series using a letter each day from that word formula. And this is so that you will not forget what you're learning. So today we begin with the letter F. F for formula. And that stands for freedom. And the reason why I want to guide you using this formula is because I hope that you will gain some freedom from what is keeping you up at night. There are many reasons why we all may need a little extra sleep these days because there's a lot going on in the world. But that doesn't mean you have to lose your sleep. Over the years, I've worked with lots of people to help them sleep better because sleep is so powerful in regard to your performance, in regard to your health, your mental clarity, and your overall happiness in life. It impacts all areas of your life. What I've noticed is that there are many different sleep rituals that you can do, such as taking a warm bath before you go to bed, or lighting a candle and meditating, or doing yoga, or reading a book, or turning off your devices 2 hours before you go to bed. These are all excellent suggestions, and I will be mentioning some of them. But what I've noticed, when people don't sleep well, and this is not in regard to someone who has a medical condition such as sleep apnea or some other medical condition that may cause you to lose sleep. But if you are physically healthy, you may be having trouble dealing with some aspect of your life. That's usually why people can't sleep well. You could be in the most luxurious spa with the best mattress, with night shades on all the windows. You could have soft music playing. You could have optimum sleep conditions. But if you are not feeling optimum, it's not likely you're going to sleep well. Not sleeping well often has to do with your spirit, how you feel within yourself. So that's what you're going to be exploring in this week's sleep series with your sleep formula. I know that for some of you, this may be a topic that's really important to you. If you're not sleeping well, especially if it's been going on for some time. So I have an app you might be interested in. It's the Sip and Om app. And on the app, I share a full half-hour guided experience. For some of you, that might be way too long for you to sit and meditate, but I guide you the whole time, and you might want that, especially if you're not sleeping well. And you also get a sleep journal with a sleep diary this week and a slowdown guide with all the techniques that we are exploring, as well as other sleep suggestions on this guide. You can try the app for 2 weeks, free access to over 2,000 guided meditations. Now, let's get you meditating. So settle yourself down and make sure your body is nice and comfortable. Notice where you feel tension in your body and begin to notice what may be causing this tension. And think about that word, freedom, the first letter of our formula, and what you need freedom from so badly these days. You might feel yourself tighten right now just thinking of that. Some area of your body, notice that and name that emotion. And become present to what you really need right now to feel a sense of freedom. What do you need release from? Begin to notice your breath, allowing your breath to calm down naturally, not forcing it to be calm in any way. Go at your own pace. Become aware of what part of your life you need some release or freedom. Meditate to the point where you could go a little longer. End your meditation there on a high note. And if your mind wanders, and it likely will, simply bring it back to your breath. Follow the rhythm and flow of your breath until you feel calm again, and then sink back into inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.